Well, it's official. The Jaguars season, which has shown great growth in recent weeks and a lot of promise, is also one of missed opportunities. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And at EverBank Field today, another one of those chances to stay in the playoff race against a team that lost six consecutive games, but they just couldn't get it done. And the players, to a man, were disappointed after the game.
This one stings just because, we made some good plays. Saw a lot of guys making some plays. We just didn't make enough.
It's a lack of execution and a lack of, making plays. I thought guys did a good job. Obviously, A-Rod made a couple big plays, which is what he does. Marquise has a big catch. And we had chances, had opportunities.
I had a lot of confidence coming to this game. That to still be in the playoff picture, 15 weeks in, is an opportunity that we haven't had here in a while. And, to kind of have that door shut is, it's a little bit tough to deal with. But, we still have done a lot of good things, a lot of things that we need to carry into our next two games.
Well, the Jaguars defense knew that Julio Jones was going to get his catches and his yards. But it was their inability to stop Roddy White or Justin Hardy on third down as the Falcons converted 50%, 7 of 14, and sustained drives and ate up the clock, especially late in the game.
That was the big thing. We didn't get off the field on third down, especially with some third and longer situations where you would, if we want to be a great defense, we have to be able to get off the field in those type of situations. And to have those guys make those plays and extend drives, that's not good for anybody. It takes time away from the offense and the opportunities that they have.
Well, first up in the game notes is the Jaguars' inability to sustain their own drives. They were 0 of 8 on third down today. Paul Posluszny put on a powerful performance today, playing with a club on his hand, 10 tackles, 2 for loss, an interception that set up a touchdown and another pass defensed. It was a strong performance for Puz. And finally, no significant injuries for the Jaguars today. Dan Scuda had a hamstring, but went back into the ballgame. The disappointing final on your rapid recap, 23-17. The Falcons send the Jaguars to 5-9 on the season. With the rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.